You're listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damondin production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Well, 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 had a lot of crazy, interesting things happen yesterday. I love non-doc. Like, if you're looking for a really kind of old school, just the facts, ma'am, kind of news outlet, I wholly support Nondoc, NONDOC.com, Nondoc. To me, they're what journalism should be. Like them and, you know, like the Lost Ogle would be next as far as journalism credibility in Oklahoma outlets, as far as I'm concerned. But Nondoc has this out, and this is on our social media pages. And this is something that we have talked about here at Talk Jive. Them Damn Indians talked about it all those years ago. And now this story continues to have a life, but it we may be seeing the end of this. The headline reads, "Triumph: Robert Everman, Linda Farley, and Robert Sharp resign from Western Heights Board." After canceling a meeting Monday night, controversial Western Heights Public Schools Board of Education President Robert Everman, along with members Linda Farley and Robert Sharp, resigned from their offices today following a multi-year fight with the Oklahoma State Department of Education and harsh criticism from parents in the troubled district. "It is with heavy heart, yet contented spirit, I announce my retirement as a board member of the Western Heights Board of Education," Everman wrote in his resignation letter, which is embedded below if you want to go read that when you click on this link. I do not so due to any offers or public pressure, but as a result of personal health issues." Everman served on Western Heights Board for more than 27 years, including 8 as president. Neither Sharp nor Farley offered specific reasons for their resignations, but both had consistently voted with Everman on board matters, such as when he opposed the State Department of Education's effort to intervene in district affairs. In her letter, Farley stated she resigned with great trepidation and sorrow, which she misspelled. In June 2020, Farley made headlines for drinking a Corona beer on a Zoom during a school board meeting. 1 month prior, she had posted a photo of a Corona on Facebook with the caption, "My way of fighting the virus." After the Zoom incident, Farley said she had been fighting an infection and drank the beer to flush out my kidneys. Quote, end quote. That's a good one. The 3 resignations came as a surprise to other officials of the Southwest Oklahoma City District. "This is a complete blindside," board member Brianna Flatley said. "It was a complete shock to me. The community knew before I did." Considering this has been going on for years and years and years, how could you not know? District Superintendent Braden Savage, who was appointed to the position after the State Board of Education took control of the district, celebrated the news in a statement posted on the district's website. "These resignations certainly indicate that today is a new day in Western Heights. After the past several years of fighting, the students, families, staff, and community of Western Heights deserve a positive time of healing and growth," Savage said. "While we recognize that these turns of events create a unique situation for our district, we are working in partnership with the Oklahoma State Department of Education and State Superintendent Hoffmeister on how to proceed." Flatley said the district is ready for change. "Over the last 2.5 years, Western Heights residents have advocated for change in our schools," Flatley said. "I want to thank them for their unwavering dedication and commitment to our students and our district. Today's events represent a fresh start for Western Heights Public Schools. As a board member, I look forward to focusing on the needs of our students and providing more consistent and stable governance for our schools. We will be working in partnership with the Oklahoma State Department of Education to determine the next steps of the appointment process." According to Flatley and fellow board member Darren Duncan, Monday night's scheduled board meeting was canceled because Everman, Farley, and Sharp had said they could not attend. The board's October 10th meeting was also canceled. The absence of 3 members from a 5-member board prevented the quorum needed to convene and take action. With those 3 seats now empty, it is unclear when the Western Heights board will be able to resume meeting. These resignations, while long overdue, are a triumph for the families and students of the Western Heights School District, State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister said in a statement. We applaud this as a major step forward in regaining the trust of the community and providing the high-quality education all Oklahoma children need and deserve. Unfortunately, however, the orchestration of these three resignations all occurring at the same time is not altogether well-intentioned. By ensuring there will not be a quorum, these members are hobbling the ability of the district to conduct important business until a new member is appointed by the governor. Ultimately, these departures will benefit the district, but it seems the board members had one final game to play. The state statute allows the governor to appoint district board members of education when a board does not have enough members for a quorum. Once a board has enough members to take action, it can govern itself under its own rules and hold elections to fill the remaining seats. Robert Everman gone, Mannix Barnes sort of remains. Everman had been under intense pressure from parents in the State Department of Education to step down. Members of the Western Heights community regularly interrupted meetings by shouting for Everman, Farley, and Sharp to resign, and OSDE was pursuing litigation in Oklahoma County District to remove Everman from his post. On October 4th, the Oklahoma Supreme Court dealt a blow to Everman when it unanimously affirmed OSDE's takeover of the district. Everman had challenged the legality of the State Board of Education's July 2021 vote to do so. The state took over the district owing to a number of issues and administrators' refusal to heed OSDE recommendations. The district had sustained 23% loss in students from 2020 to 2021 and had seen a number of educators leave the district. District leadership had also stopped providing nutritional services to students. They stopped feeding their kids. Since then, Everman had sometimes refused to acknowledge state actions, and for a board meeting in September 2021, had even posted a competing agenda to the one posted by the state-appointed interim superintendent. State action in the district has consisted of forcing new hires and investigating district operations. An audit presented to the board in August showed 19 deficiencies in the district, including unauthorized $25,000 bonus paid to former Superintendent Mannix Barnes, who was suspended when OSDE took control of the district. Barnes and Everman have a long and bizarre professional relationship that extends beyond their tenure leading Western Heights. As Everman leaves the district, Barnes remains employed but suspended and is awaiting a December 6 hearing to formally revoke his superintendent certificate. Notices of Monday night's board meeting cancellation indicated that a special meeting would be scheduled soon, but the district has not yet posted the date. Okay, there is a lot of cluster shag in here. A lot. So, to me, and I know that this school district has been in turmoil, years of turmoil, right? But this right here is going to be the first domino in the final toppling of public schools, because Kevin Stitt gets to appoint a board member. Now, do you think he's going to appoint a board member or three? And I'm just terrified. I'm terrified of the new Secretary of Education here. I'm terrified of some of these people. Some of these people on this school board can't even spell. And what a cluster shag, right? Like, I'm not a parent. I can just imagine what the parents of that school district, how upset they were when the school district stopped feeding their children. Stopped providing nutritional services. That's what that means. Your school. Come on now. Come on. And the other board members to pretend like they're totally blindsided by this. I don't think so. Like, I mean, people outside of that school district know everything that's going on. How could you not be a part of that organization and know that and be elected and be a part of these meetings and see all of this crazy stuff and know that this is going on and act completely surprised when this happens? That is a dirty move to leave an organization without a quorum. A school board. They're making decisions, important decisions, over children's education in a certain part of South Oklahoma City. And I mean, that's, to me, that really says what those school board members, that they weren't in it to serve and try to improve the quality of public education for the students at Western Heights. That basically shows that they orchestrated this crazy exit, like, and not only that, like, I mean, they were suing the State Department of Ed, and they lost. And so that was October 4th. They didn't have an October meeting. And so now November, they do this. And so how long is it going to take for the governor to appoint it? Forget about the political demise of public education. I mean, just logistically, how long would it take for a governor to appoint somebody? He might do it pretty fast. I mean, this is a pretty significant and serious situation. So they can operate. But I mean, is this person going to be appointed? Is it somebody within the school district? Is it somebody that the State Department of Ed is going to say, "Hey, this is the person that, you know, we recommend." And if the person recommending the new board member is Joy Hoffmeister, is going to take that seriously? I have zero faith in the Oklahoma government. None. If I lived in Norman, or, you know, like where in the parts of Norman where Annie Menz and Jacob Rosecrans are, then I would have faith. But where a lot of us are in Southwest Oklahoma, where Indians are, very, very, very little faith in government. And it's all our fault, right? Like, we don't show up to vote. A lot of Indians don't even get why you need to vote. Why is it important to vote? My vote don't count. Oh my gosh. If everybody who said my vote don't count actually voted, their votes would count, because there's a whole lot of people who don't vote. And because of that, because less than half of the registered voters in Oklahoma showed up. I'm still reeling about that, by the way. We had the highest turnout in so long, and we still didn't get half of the Oklahoma registered voters. That means there are a lot of voters that didn't vote. And when you don't vote, you end up with a clusterfuck like Western Heights has been dealing with for all these years. And these disingenuous people in your community that are just chiseling away on your resources. That woman knew it wasn't right to drink a Corona at a school board meeting, even if it was on Zoom. And I'm fleshing out my kidneys, lady. Come on. I would. It'd be better if you just said, you know, I was gonna condition my hair with it or some shit like that. It would have been equally as disingenuous, but at least, I don't know. That was just a bonehead thing to say. Flushing out my kidneys. A lot of people use water to do that. But I get you. Whiskey does it for me. So I'm not gonna judge you on that front, I guess. But you did know that was wrong. And so we'll continue to follow this saga as we heard Mannix Barnes. And Mannix Barnes is an Indian, by the way. Damn it, Indian. That's one of the reasons why them damn Indians got so interested in this story, is because a damn Indian out there tearing it. Because it was kind of a big deal when he became their superintendent. It's like, hey, Indians doing good. Look at that. Look, Indians, how we all do, right? And then when we fuck up, it's like, Indians, damn it, Indians. and that's the level that Mannix Barnes is at. Like, damn it, Indian. So we'll see what that Indian's fate is
December 6th, I guess, is that hearing. So we'll see how she goes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Kelly Jo Show, a Damn Indian production and distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for your support.